Justin Fluke back with you now talking Jackson Heights girls basketball. Head coach Dan Shoup joins us. The Lady Cobras are 16-1 on the season, three games left in the regular season, but a couple wins here in the last week. Jackson Heights beat Valley Falls 60-31 last Friday night, and then beat JCN earlier this week 43-27, the final score. And noticed, we'll start with that JCN game, Coach. Great start, 15-4. You've been doing good, I guess, at kind of jumping on opponents and really setting the tone and being able to play from ahead in a lot of these ball games. You feel like that's a strength of this team is being ready and really able to get off to a quick start?
That's something we've been kind of addressing here in the second half of the season is getting out a little bit quicker than what we did the first half. And when you get that lead, I mean, then the other team has to make adjustments and things of that nature. So, yeah, it was something that kind of a point of emphasis for us here this second half. The kids have been doing a real good job here lately of starting out strong.
I noticed in the box score as well against JCN that you had three players in double digits with 10, 11, and 14, and then a player with 8 as well. So I think only four girls score, but between 8 and 14, are you seeing a little bit more balance, I guess, from your offense here overall?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, that's just, a very good sign for us. McKenzie had a real good offensive night last night, and the Cochran girl coming off the bench provided some good input, and Rebecca's been scoring here lately. So, yeah, our depth and being able to spread our offense out just a little bit, I think, has made us a little bit stronger team, so it has.
Win streak continues in the Northeast Kansas League, perfect 13-0, and McLouth, ACCHS, and Mar Hill Mount Academy are just the three games you have left here in the regular season, all rematches. What are some things that you're still maybe more focused on than other things right now? What are some areas here with a couple of days of practice coming up that you're still working on with this team to try to fine-tune heading into the postseason?
Well, we're trying to still tighten up. I mean, our defensive end, we really focus on that end of the floor a lot, and some things that we continue to need to get better at as a group. And looking at the little things that we're trying to improve as we're going down here towards the end here.
This team is still, you know, fairly young in terms of, you know, not having a lot of seniors, but do you feel like maybe they sense that end-of-season push, or I guess just what it's going to take to be able to make a run here down the stretch?
Well, we've been pretty locked in here for the most part all season about taking it one game at a time and trying to do the best and prepare ourselves for each game as it comes to us. And that's continuously going to be our focus here is we're going to try to get ready here for this game on Friday with McLouth and just take it one game at a time and prepare. And hopefully we can do everything that we need to do to done.
You bet. Well, in ACCHS, I know you beat them handily earlier in the year, but they're setting as the number two seed with a 15-3 record, I think, in your sub-state at Valley Falls, so that could be a key one as well. Coach, best of luck finishing out the regular season. We'll talk more about the postseason next week.
All right. Thank you, Justin.
Coach Dan Shoup of the Jackson Heights girls will chat Cobra boys basketball after this timeout.